Jazz vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson recorded steadily for the Blue Note label between 1963 and 1977. Like other artists favored by that supportive label, he got to record in varied settings, with or without horns, with background singers or strings. A 1971 Hutcherson session, orchestrated with reeds and flutes and multiple percussion, has just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, "It's just crazy enough to work."
Bobby Hutcherson's vibes sound like they're wandering in a fog there, a metaphor for the predicament established jazz musicians faced in the early 70s. They were unsure which way led to daylight. With mainstream jazz dipping in popularity, should they stick with what they know, move toward the avant-garde, get funky, or do something classy with an orchestra? For Bobby Hutcherson, the answer was all of the above. That's Togo Land from Bobby Hutcherson's Head On, recorded for Blue Note in 1971 and just reissued with plenty of extra material from the same sessions. It's a portrait of jazz in transition, masterminded by classical, R&B, pop, and jazz composer Todd Cochran, who wrote most of it and put his stamp on all of it. His elaborate orchestrations upstage the star only a little. Todd Cochran's writing for woodwinds can be lush, but headliner Bobby Hutcherson cuts through, especially when he switches from vibes to hardwood marimba. Years earlier, he'd been an avant-garde hero for his heroically clanky vibes on Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch. Here he comes on like the John Coltrane of the marimba, playing whatever he can squeeze in. A smart orchestrator like Todd Cochran knows to get a band out of a soloist's way. Other key players are tenor saxophonist Harold Land, who charges straight down the middle when he gets the green light, and electric pianist William Henderson, whose shiny, percussive sound reinforces Hutcherson's mallet work. These biggish bands have a heavy bottom, featuring three or four drummers and percussionists, not even counting percussive pianos and vibes. Some music is beautiful because it's conceptually clear. Boogie Woogie or the Sex Pistols. You can hear what it's about right away. But Bobby Hutcherson's album, Head On, wants to be commercial and a little out there at the same time. That mix of funk and free jazz owes a lot to Miles Davis, but the sweet orchestrations give it a different flavor. In the early 70s, other jazz musicians made records desperately mixing together anything they thought might sell. Most of that stuff leaves me cold. But this bowl of porridge is just right.
Kevin Whitehead is currently on leave from teaching English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Head On, the 1971 session recorded by jazz vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson, which has just been reissued on the Blue Note label.